Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Nun Hei. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Hei, Amud Aleph, at the Mishnah. Habar Azocha, Vala Behema, Vala Isha, Hamavia, is a Behema. Man who had relations with another man, or with an animal, or a woman who brought an animal to have relations with her, is stoned, and also the animal is stoned. Im Adam Chata Behema Mai Chata. If the person sinned, did the animal sin? Why is it killed? El Lepisha Basla Adam, Takar Yodea, Lepisha Amma Kosov Tisokil. The answer is because a downfall came to a person through it, the Torah said that it's stoned. And the second answer is that less people see the animal passing in the market and say this is the animal due to which Plony was stoned. The Gemara says, Azhara lavoi ala zocha minayin vezocha loisishkav mishkavi isha. The Gemara says, which love forbids a man to have relations with another man? The Pasuk says, in Vayikra yudches Pasuk chofbeis, you shall not lie with a male as with a woman. Kores minayin, ki kol sheyasim kol tevoi sa'ele nechusu v'goymer. What's the source for kores for this act? The Pasuk says, because whoever does any of these abominations, they will be cut off. Oinesh minayin, the isha she tishka yishkav es zocha mishkei isha tayeva asu shneim moisim asu demeim bam adyalef demeim bam midemeim bam. What's the source for the punishment? The Pasuk says, in a man who will lie with another man in the way of lying with a woman, it's an abomination that they did. Both of them will be put to death. Their blood is upon them. You learn demeim bam, the blood is upon them, from demeim bam, written about an oiv v'yadoni. The question is, until here, for a loisase and kawith, we discuss the sheikhev, who is active in the relations, but what's the source for the nishka, the one who receives the man's eva? The first answer is from that pasuk, you should not lie down with a male as with a woman, and it says loisishkav, but it's read as loisishachev, which applies even to the one who is the passive partner. And this is like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel, lo yehi kares b'nei Yisrael. And second answer is from Rabbi Shmuel, who learns it from the Pasuk in Dvarim, Pek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Yud Ches, that says that they shall not be a male prostitute of the sons of Yisrael. Kares l'nishkav, Rabbi Shmuel, minayin. What's the source for kares for the nishkav, for the one who is the passive partner, according to Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Yumi, b'shem Yabo, ne'ma kan kadesh v'ne'ma la'alan, Begam Kaddish Haya Ba'oret, Lamed Kaddish Mekaddish, Mekaddish Metayeva. The answer is, the Biyomir quoting Ravel says that it says here in Kaddish, as we just quoted, and it says there in Malachim Aleph, Perk Yudalad Pasuk Chavdalad, Begam Kaddish Haya Ba'oret, and also adultery was in the land, and they did as all the abominations of the nations. So we say, you learn Kaddish from Kaddish, it's as if Tayeva, an abomination, is written also regarding Lo Yiyeh Kaddish. And Kaddish in Toyeva means also the Nishkav, the one who is a passive partner, did a Toyeva, an abomination. Rav Chiya Ba'ada, quoting Rav Chanina, said, we learn Toyeva of Mishkav Zocha, of lying with another man, from Toyeva, that it says, whoever does one of the Toyevois, of these Toyevois, will receive Kares. Hamav Yosi Ravun, Masnisa Amakein, Toyeva, Osu, Shnehem, Shnehem Beskila, Shnehem Ba'azora, Shnehem Ba'Kares. And the second answer is from Yosef Rabbi Bun, who says from Abaisa that Toyeva also Shnehem, they both did an abomination, both of them are stoned, both of them transgress a lav, and both of them get kares. Azhara lavoi ala behemah minayin, v'vachol behemah leisita mishchavtacha letoma avo. Which lav forbids bestiality? The Pasuk says, and with any animal you shall not lie down to profane it. Kores minayin, ki kol asher yasim kol teiros ha'ele v'nichasu v'goymer. What's the source for kores? And it says again the same pasuk we had several times, which is whoever does any of these abominations will be cut off. Oinesh minayin, v'ish asher yitern shchavtoi v'hema moisimas. At yalef to mehem bam, mid mehem bam. What's the source for the punishment? It says whoever lies with an animal shall be put to death. You learn demeim bam, written about the woman who transgresses bestiality, from demeim bam, of Oiv and Yedoni, who are stones. With our bestiality, we learn a man from a woman from a different Kseh Shava of Hawiga. Ad Kedoni could be Akiva, could be Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel men Asrei, Rabbi Akiva men Asrei. And so here is, that could be Akiva. We're called to Rabbi Shmuel, what's the source? Rabbi Shmuel learns from the same place that we learn from the Nishkav of the passive partner of Mishkav Zacha of lying with another man, that it's Kadesh Haya Ba'aretz Asu Kachol HaTa'evos that we quoted from Malachim. And Rabbi Kiva learns in the place means the pasuk about bestiality we read by Sitain Shechavtecha like Shechiva Seich. Kores Nishkav al Rabbi Shmuel leith Mishachech. Oynesh Nishkav bein al Rabbi Shmuel and bein al Rabbi Kiva leith Mishachech. And the Gemara implies the question, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we don't find kores for the passive partner, but both according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, we don't find a punishment for the passive partner. Uksiv v'zevech Elohim yecharam, mazeh beskila v'kores, afzeh beskila v'kores. And the answer that says, one who sacrifices to the gods will be destroyed. Just like this idolatry has skila and kores, also this bestiality which is written before it has skila and kores. My mafkami v'nehoim, what's the difference between these two droshes? Shachav is a zocha, a nishka v'menu, al datu to be shmol. We should say, chayev, shtayim, al datu to be kiva, ein le chayev, ela achas. They argue about one who lay with a male and was both the active and the passive partner with him. According to Rabbi Shmuel, he's liable twice, for these are learned from two psukim. According to Rabbi Kiva, he's liable only once, because they're both learned from the same pasuk. Shachav is a behima, v'nishkav himena, ben al datu to be kiva, ben al datu to be shmol, chayev shtayim. If one was both actively and passively had relations with an animal, both according to Rabbi Shmuel and according to Rabbi Kiva, he's liable twice, because we learn it from two different psukim. If one was an active partner with a man and with an animal, all agree that he's liable twice. If one was the passive partner with a male and an animal, he is liable twice. If one lay with two males at once, means in one act of inadvertency, he is liable twice. Since two are liable to him, he is liable twice. Tani hazocha le'asabay esakotn kagodol v'abehima asabay esakotn tana kagodola. The Mishna says regarding relations with a male, we don't consider a child like an adult, but regarding an animal, we consider a young animal like an adult animal. Am Rebbe Laza, la'olam enin mischayev aleha ashite bas shalosh shalom v'yom echad. Rebbe Laza said that one who lays with a child is not liable unless the passive partner is at least 3 years old on one day. Meaning the Baita discusses a child less than 3, just like for a girl, is considered relations only if she is above 3. Rabun Barachia bar mi Rabbi Zeira, ma Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Akiva lechalek v'zachar v'mehima v'shar kol harayis lo nechlaku. Rabun Barachia asked Rabbi Zeira, why did Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva argue about a male and an animal, but they did not argue about other cases of harayis? Amalei shebechol harayis, harayis kosev v'hen she'er basar, the answers that regarding all arayas, it's written she'er basa. It says lo sikruvu, equates the nishkeves to the sheichev, the woman who had relations, and the man. Here it's not written she'er basa. Etivun harinida in ksivba she'er basa. She says lo nechaku aleha. Regarding nida, it's not written she'er basa, and they don't argue about this, even though there's no special drasha to include the woman who had relations. Rabbi Yumiya, b'shem Rabbi Avohu, mekirin dechsev kreva kreva, v'misha kulhen kan v'kulhen kan. Rabbi Yumiya, quoting Rabbi Avohu, answered that since an expression of kirve is written regarding nida, just like regarding she'er basar, it's as if the plural lo sikruvu was written in both places. Rabbi Chiya ba'adu b'shem Rabbi Chanina, v'el ishan b'nilas mitumasa lo sikruv, lega lo se'o basar. Rabbi Chiya ba'adu, quoting Rabbi Chanina, answers that it says, and to a woman in her state of nida of tuma, you should not approach her to reveal her elva. Am Rav Yosi Rabun, he bal tikrav, he bal sigale. Rav Yosi Rabun explains that he's commanded lo sikrav, don't approach, and she is commanded lo sigale, do not reveal. As ha le isha hamivia et abehima alea minayin, v'ishu lo samad lifnei behima l'rava tevel hi. Which love forbids a woman to bring an animal to have relations with her? The pasuk says, in Vayikra Perek Yochet Pasuk Chof Gimel, and a woman should not stand in front of an animal to have relations with it. This is depravity. Kores minayin, gikol asher yasim, kol hatev reisa'ilem, v'nechasu, what's the source for kores? Again, it's the same pasuk that we had earlier. Whoever does from one of these abominations will be cut off. Oynesh minayin, v'isha, asher, sikrav, should say, lifnei behema, l'rava, reisa, v'ragtes ha'isha, v'esa behema, moisi musu, d'meim bom. What's the source for the punishment? It's the pasuk in Vayikra Perek Chof, Pasuk Tev Zayin, it says, and a woman who comes close to any animal so that it will mate with her, you shall kill the woman and the animal. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood is upon themselves. Hajalef Hariga Mehariga, Skila Meskila, Redmein Bam, Redmein Bam. You learn Hariga from Hariga, you learn Skila from Skila, you learn Redmein Bam from Redmein Bam. If we learn that a man is turned to bestiality just like a woman from the Gzeir Shava Hariga Hariga, we know that she is stoned from the main bomb to main bomb, from Ovi Doini, as we said earlier. Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal by Ke'atzma Chashiba Aleha Shoyge Kohi Niskeles Al Yod Abu Pato. The Gemara asks a question, Rabbi Abba Mamal questions that our Mishnah says that the animal is killed because a takala came to a person, downfall what was caused to a person through this animal. If you think about it, if he had relations with Shoigig, would he say that it's killed due to him, and he is exempt? Rabbi Shimon, boy, Higa'at Machashich, Chorash Peshabbath, are you Niskal, Al Yada, the Batura? Rabbi Shimon asked the second question. Think about it, if one plowed on Shabbath with an animal, he is stoned, and the animal is exempt, even though downfall came through this animal. Leislach, Elekahador, the Mabri Shmuel, Bahab of Yitzhak, Kaspam, the Zahavam, Osulahem, Savim, the Man, Yechusun, Inkzirkan el Leman, Yikoris, the Inishdama, Schoik, Timaya, the Palan, the Apik, Bereil, of the Bisha. The Gemara answers that you have to say like Rishmo Rabbi Yitzhak, and he quotes a Pasuk in Hosea, Perek Ches, Pasuk Dalad, with their silver and their gold they made themselves idols. It doesn't say Lema'an Yichrisun in order that they be cut off, rather it says Lema'an Yikoris, it should be cut off. It means like a man who says, the bones of Pony should be grated because he caused our son to do something evil. If we kill only one who intended to make another person sin, it's a Gzeir Sakosov to kill the animal.